Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's good.
Beautiful.
It's almost the end of the year, and it's been a better year than, you know.
Than 2020.
2020.
Hasn't everything been better than 2020?
I think so, yes.
I think you're correct, Mundo. Well, we are at our world headquarters at Bedford's Camera and Video.
Oh, is that our world headquarters now?
I don't know.
I think anywhere we are doing the podcast, it's the world headquarters.
It is the world headquarters. Technically, the address. Yeah. So we're technically at the satellite location downtown Oklahoma City.
Yes.
So it is at the end of the year, and we are trying to wrap up the year, and I thought it'd be good if for us to get together, chit-chat for 30 minutes, tell the audience what they can look forward to for 2021, and, like, you know, let's just wrap up the year for 30 minutes. And
yeah.
What do you think?
I'm sure it'll go longer, but, hey, that's okay.
It's us.
It's us.
So, yeah. So one thing, just because we had a podcast last week with Lisa Mass,
yeah,
which is pretty awesome.
Yep.
So are you going to keep the beard?
For a while. I had a chick tell me to keep it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
She said to keep it.
Okay, so if you're going to keep it, keep it. So you want to, you know, fill us in on your romance stuff?
There's nothing to tell.
Nothing to tell?
Nothing to tell.
A girl said keep the beard?
Well, it was a coworker at it's a helper at an event I was shooting. And
it,
so.
It was a female though, right?
It was a female, yes.
Oh, yeah, then I would definitely keep the beard.
She said, because I had a lanyard on that had my picture on it, and it had the little, I had the goatee, and, you know, the one that David shot.
David Lee.
Lee. No, it's not Lee.
It's Lee.
No.
L-Y.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's L-Y.
Okay, anyway, that guy shot, yes, that
which,
one.
Which, she by said, the way,
this
is
doesn't
amazing.
Look like you. What?
That photo I use for everything.
I do, too. Yeah, awesome. I use yours sometime, because you shot some, too, and mm-hmm. I use his. A lot. So anyway, so yeah, she saw the lanyard and said, that doesn't look like you. And I had a mask on. I pulled the mask off. She said, yeah, I keep the beard. I don't know why.
I think it looks really good.
I'm going to, you know, thin the sides out and just keep letting it grow out longer.
It just needs like a little trimish.
Yes. I thought about going to a barber and letting them fancy it up.
Hey, you know, Sam, you know? Sam's husband's a barber. Sam Ratcliffe.
Okay. Is that the one that I did the birthday shots of?
Yes.
For her birthday? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a very manly barbershop. I can't remember what it's called, but it's in the Paseo.
What about Christian Sangre's beard?
Oh, dude.
I love that beard.
He is such a nice guy. If you don't follow Christian Sangre, it's Prince Charming's.
Prince Charming Photography, I think.
Photography.com.
And it's not Prince, it's like Prince. It's P-R-I-N-T-S, Prince
yes.
Charming.
He has got a good-looking family.
Oh, he does, yes. Did you see his Christmas cards or his Christmas pictures?
I saw the Christmas picture, and then he sent me a text message that, hey, I don't have your new address. I'd love to send you a Christmas card. And I'm like, hey, I'm welcome to have the Christmas card, but I've already saw the picture online. You've got a great-looking family.
Yeah.
And he is such a distinguished guy.
Oh,
he
yeah.
really should be like a professor at a university.
Well, I think he should model. For stock photography or something.
Oh, my God. We should get him to do some stock photography.
Yeah.
He probably wants too much money.
Especially in his tux like that. Man.
Oh, yeah. And he's got the little black patch
yes,
right
he got
in the middle.
Little, yeah. Is it the black or the gray? I thought it was a gray.
Is it a gray?
I don't know. I think he's got more black than gray.
Maybe he does. But yeah. it looks really good. He looks very. I would like to know if Christian is. Like what his ethnic background mm-hmm. is, because I just have a feeling he's like, you know, some Eastern European country, like he's a count in, you know, Albania or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure we tell Christian to listen.
We never had him on the podcast,
no.
yet, have we?
No, we need okay. to have him on there.
I'm going to add him to the list of people to have on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's definitely an interesting character that would be great.
Have you ever shot anything with him?
I have not.
I have. He's just a great guy. I mean, anything you do with him, he's great. I shot an event for him with him.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. And then he helped me do headshots. But Anyway.
Excellent.
So, where were we? We were talking about...
Well, while we're on the topic, the topic of Christian sangre.
Sangre. He said Robert likes to make it fancy, but it's just sangre.
Yeah, yeah, because I actually like him saying it European style.
Sangre.
Sangre.
Yeah.
Which
I used to do the same thing because of you. But
which actually means blood in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know.
Christian blood.
Okay, that was totally impromptu.
It was.
No, but if any of the listeners have someone that's interesting in the photo community or even outside the photo community that you think our listeners would love to hear.
Or also be beneficial to the listeners. Yeah.
Just hit us up. What's our email? Is it twins@photofactspodcast.com? Yes,
that is correct.
You can send us an email with who you would like. And please send us a contact because we did have one a few months ago. And I think the name was like David Smythe. It was like Smith with the E at the end of it.
Hmm.
And I searched for that in the photography world.
Someone sent an email about him or that was from him?
No, about him.
Huh.
Like, hey, he would be a great guy to interview, but there was no additional info.
Oh, right.
And so I don't want to go pick on the wrong guy. So right. If you happen to have someone that you would like us to interview or some information or even want us to follow, send us an email.
Send us as much contact info
as you can find. That'd be great. But I would definitely like to reach out to the audience and say, maybe we'll have Jim post a photo on the page mm-hmm. with the new beard. I like it. I think it looks really good. I think if it just got
trimmed up
a little bit and let it kind of grow out, I think you'd be good to go. Yeah. Have you bought any like beard oil or anything like that yet?
I have in the past. The last time I had a beard, I just don't like the way it feels. It's like, and it smells. I need to find something else.
Because okay.
I bought some wax and I just don't like having things on my face that, I mean, the beard's there. I just don't like grimy, greasy stuff.
Right, right.
You know? So, because it gets everywhere. You know, you rub your face or you on your clothes and I don't like it.
I'm with you. I'm so jealous. I can't. It takes me literally 6 months to grow a beard like that.
Really?
Oh, my God, dude.
Wow.
Like goatee.
Goatee, yeah.
Like, it's just right here in the front, like I'm sucking on a muffler. Like, yeah, that's no problem. That'll grow good. But my sides, no, nothing.
Well, since I've had a goatee for so long,
uh-huh.
this part of in the front on my chin is really more, it's more coarse or...
thicker?
Developed, I guess you could say. The sides are, you know, not as good.
Maybe that's what it is, because you have the headphones on right now, and mm-hmm. I can see it kind of like wiry, kind of hanging out.
Yeah, it's definitely wiry on the sides. I was going to start trimming it this morning. I thought, nah, I don't want to mess anything up.
No. Not before the New Year's.
Yeah.
Although I need a haircut really bad. But then I'm debating on whether or not to skip the haircut, because Saturday is going to be brutally cold.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
I don't think it'll make any difference.
Probably not. You know. I can wear a beanie if I have to.
Yeah, I would.
It'll be good. It'll be all good. All right, so Jim, tell us about your year and what's coming up for next year.
Well, you want to know about the year or what we're going to do next year?
You know what?
Let's just talk about next year.
Let's talk about next year.
It's all the past.
Forget that. It's all the past. It's the past.
Well, one thing you and I both know that I need to do, which is...
Trim the beard.
No, that's the past.
That's the past. Sorry. No.
No, I need to get certified to be a drone pilot. I need to be a certified drone pilot.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. I actually told an agent that I was going to do that. Well, I've told many of them, but he's got a project coming up, and I need to be certified to do that, to help him out.
Awesome.
The other thing
so
is...
So basically, are we doing resolutions? Is that...
Well, kind of, I guess.
Okay, let's do that. That'd be a good, good title for the episode.
So I need to actually put away money in a savings account. I was doing good for a while.
Is that because of the drone?
No.
Just, okay, this
I need
is number
to have
two.
Savings, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Number two, savings.
I need to go in hard. I need to go.
Oh.
Okay. I need to go. I need to go all out and make this happen.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear from
pay
your
off
banker.
Credit cards.
You want to hear from your banker. Hey, you need to go into this hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so reduce debt.
Reduce debt. That sounds good.
Reduce debt.
And the other thing is, I've only got four. You said five, but I've only got four.
That's okay.
I've wanted this for a long time. I need to figure out a way to have some residual income.
Oh, yes.
And that's one thing that I'm going to mention as far as for next year for the listeners. I want to tell them things that they should do because I've learned the hard way.
Oh, and, yes. That actually came up today in a conversation on the way driving in. I was talking to a friend of mine in Bartlesville. She was having problems with the website. And I said, hey, I said, you're using Safari. Go ahead and download Google Chrome and use that for that particular website. And she said, well, why is that going to make a difference? It does.
Yeah, it does.
And I said, the only reason I know all this stuff is because I have screwed it up so bad that I remember it.
Well, yes. And also, you and I, we are troubleshooters mm-hmm. by nature. And a lot of people aren't. You know, we troubleshoot until we figure it out, or we troubleshoot until we have to Google it, which I Google it a lot.
You're a good Googler.
I am a great Googler. I don't know why. Just know how to search. I know what terms and stuff. I guess I don't know what it is. I just think of things and certain search terms or words and keywords and that it just comes up. I don't know.
Well, no, I think that
maybe I don't give up. I just keep digging at it.
No, but some of the words that you search in Google, a lot of time it's a vocabulary type thing. And we'll search for it in the way that we understand or looking for it.
Yeah.
When we need to use search terms that are more
relevant.
Generic.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More mm-hmm. generic to the public.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Like as photographers, we never say pictures. We always want to say images or photographs. Well, if you search that term on Google, you're not going to get what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, but if you type in pictures, then it seems to recognize that term better.
Right. As an example,
yes.
Why don't you talk about your things for next year, and then we'll go back and I'll talk about what tips I have for the next year.
Oh, okay. I like that. All right. So I have been working on mine since November, and 2020 changed a lot of my perspective. So the first thing that I want to work harder on 2022 is going to be not doing work for hire on the weekends.
Hmm. You've been saying that for a few years, I think.
And I do that. I do it like at the beginning of the year for like a couple of months.
And then you'll get a good gig or
then
somebody.
You get a good gig. Yeah. And I mean, it has to be a give and take. There's going to be opportunities where, hey, you're just going to have to shoot that wedding on Saturday night because mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen. But I want to.
You want to definitely limit that.
I want to reduce my shooting for clients on the weekend.
Now, you did talk about limit that, but then if you did, you would have a larger charge.
That's correct.
Or a more, what do you call it?
Upcharge for the weekend. But
in my mind, that's just saying, I'm still going to do it. I'm just going to charge more.
Well, yeah. I think it has to be, it comes up to a balance of whether or not it's going to be worth it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and so, because I think that happens to everybody. When we talk about everybody has a price, I think that's a true fact. There's mm-hmm. a lot of things I wouldn't do until that money amount gets to a certain point, and then I'll do it. But, you know, we're both the same age. You know, we're not getting any younger. Mm-hmm. I'm in fact, feel like I'm sliding down the hill a lot faster than you are because, you know.
You got a lot more miles on you. A
lot more miles. Right now, I have a shoulder issue. I have to get an MRI on Monday. I'm wearing a freaking heart monitor for 14 days. I mean,
well,
the end is soon.
I can't say I don't have my ailments, so
I mean, but you still keep pushing, dude. You don't go down for like a week and a half. I had my COVID booster shot, and it wiped me out for 3 days. I mean, I couldn't do anything. I could barely get to the computer to check email. Mm. And all I wanted to do was just sleep for 72 hours straight. Now, on the fourth day, bam, I'm, you know, back in the saddle.
I did have COVID during Thanksgiving.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You did. And it was confirmed COVID.
Me and my son were quarantined and, you know, people brought it. Well, Robert brought us some food.
I did.
Terry whipped it up, boy. Whew.
Oh, my God, dude.
He brought me two meals, actually. Two different times.
Yeah, I think because we brought you some Thanksgiving too as well.
Yeah, so did the family. Over. The family brought some. Well, actually, my mom just made a plate, you know, for each of us. So that's fine.
Well, we don't want you to starve.
Well, I know.
Did she make meatloaf or spaghetti? What was
she
it?
She made.
Do you remember?
Meatloaf.
Yeah. Was it meatloaf? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Oh, so good. Oh, dude. What else did she do? No. Yeah, the other one was.
Well, she made meatloaf and. A side. Didn't she make a side?
She did, but it seemed like there was a different main dish.
See, that's what happens when you start getting old. You can't remember.
Was it a soup? Some kind of a...
Yes, she made you homemade chicken noodle soup.
Yes.
And I think you actually said you liked that better than the meatloaf.
It was so good. Yes. Okay.
Okay, so and the reason that I want to do less for hire work on the weekends is because number two is I want to work on my personal projects. I have actually one of my bigger personal projects that's been on the agenda for freaking years has finally come into focus like a lot.
Oh, right.
And that looks like it's going to happen. So, it's not something that I can share, and I may have talked about before, but I'm not going to share the details now because it'd be a long talk and I don't want to be crying or anything, but I want to work on some personal projects. So by taking that stuff off the weekends where I'm shooting like all the events, all the weddings, all that stuff, then that's going to give me more free time to work on the personal projects and to travel, because that's the other thing. Number three, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I have traveled a lot, but I miss traveling.
Well, and you've traveled for work, though. You want to travel and do some personal
projects. I want to travel for personal projects.
Right.
That, to me, is, like, really important for the new year. 2020 was going to be my year.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It fit photography, being in focus 2020, and then we got hit with the COVID. I mean, yeah. I remember my solo birthday walk in March and everything on Broadway was shut down and I took pictures of closed. I mean, you know, and it was just very depressing. And the whole year just really made a big change in my direction. So a lot more commercial clients and, you know, talking about the drone stuff, Jim, dude, I am surprised. I really am at the opportunities for drone photography. And I don't want to do it. Like, I don't mind doing it. I like doing it. I just don't want it to be my focus. Like, I don't even have it on my website right now.
Yeah, I would love it.
You would love it. That's
your
thing.
I would love it.
That's your thing. All right.
So back to your first thing on your list, your personal project that you're going to be doing.
Correct.
And you're going to be using your new Fujifilm GFX.
That is correct. The
what
new
is
GFX 50R.
50R,
The rangefinder, 50 megapixel medium format camera.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm in the process right now with Fuji, working on a grant for my first personal project that will be a gallery showing when it's done. If all goes well, I'll wrap up probably before September. And then, so I'm hoping for a fall gallery showing of that in Oklahoma City. And then the fine folks at Hanamuel and Fujifilm are trying to see if it can go into like some kind of rotating gallery.
I want to talk more offline about that project.
Sure.
Because I know what it is.
Yes.
But I have some questions.
Yes, I can fill you in. And then the other project that I'm working on is with the Breast Cancer Survivors of Oklahoma. And in fact, tonight I'm shooting their December calendar for 2023. So that's kind of part of my personal project. It kind of like all fell into place, believe it or not. And let me tell you this. This would be something. This is something I can share. It's pretty easy. This project with the breast cancer survivors of Oklahoma was completely a fluke. So weekly, I check social media messages. I don't check them every day unless I just happen to be on Facebook or Instagram, but I try and check them every weekly on Sundays. Did you know that on the Facebook Messenger on the desktop, there is a message request folder? Yeah, I didn't know that either. There's a little folder.
What does that mean?
So what it is if I'm friends with you, I can send you a message and you get notified.
Oh, if you're not friends.
If I'm not friends with you, I can send you a message, but you don't get notified. It goes into a folder of requested messages.
Yes, I've seen that. It's also on Instagram.
Right, and it's almost always spam shit.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah,
never
I get tons
check it,
of spam.
Never do anything.
And what I get for, sorry, but.
No, go ahead.
What I get the most of. Spam and scammers
mm-hmm.
is hot women, and they've got one photo and it's like, hi, who's gonna do that?
Yeah,
nobody's gonna do that.
Hi there,
you know, hi there, that's all you get.
That's all you get. And then a profile that has
or hi
one
baby
photo. Hi baby, or the whatever. The clipping path services or retouchers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's like, dude, you didn't even become my friend to send me a message.
Yeah.
Because you tried to be my friend, and I saw that all the stuff was retouched stuff. I just hit deny.
Yep.
So I accidentally hit that a month ago on a Sunday. I was going to the top, and it had like a whole bunch of numbers in there. And I never get one to it.
Yeah.
But while I was hovering, I accidentally clicked it because I was on my Wacom tablet.
Uh-huh.
And it opens up. Very top message is from Tony, which is the president, and says, love your work. I would love to see if we can work something together for our October event.
The president of?
Of the Breast Cancer Society Oklahoma. And I looked at it and I thought, oh my God, October has passed by many months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went ahead and responded, and she happened to be online. I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I don't check this very often. I just kind of clicked it by mistake. Obviously, you're not a friend of mine. Let's become friends, and let's have a conversation. So then I met with her a couple of days afterwards for coffee. And, because my dad passed away of complications for breast cancer. And so it just hit it off, and I was like, anything I can do to help. So I would like our listeners to find a project that is close to your heart where you can donate your talent, and at least for me, it helps me feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
So go check that occasionally, you know, scroll past all the hot women requests,
yeah,
and see if there's someone there that isn't your friend that may have actually been reaching out to see if that was an opportunity to network with.
Yeah, I think that on the phone, I don't know for sure, but it seems like
I couldn't see it on the phone. I just saw it online.
It's all in one. The messages are, even online on the desktop, it's not all in one. It's not the same messages, but it's very close, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We'll have to look at that and find out.
All right, what's next?
Dude, just go ahead and talk.
No, what's next?
I want to hear your...
Don't you have more?
Well, I did three, travel, personal stuff, oh, okay. I'll add this one as I'm drinking my shake from Personal Nutrition. Robert needs to, like, get into a different shape. Round is a shape, and I need to be more rectangle like Jim.
Well, it's a little rectangle with a little bump.
A little bump in the on middle. The side. Yeah, but you're still a lot more rectangle than I am round. So I am walking 20 minutes a day. I have found out that taking my dogs for walks is counterproductive.
Hmm.
I just need to get out there and walk for 20 minutes to get my heart rate up and to help in my, you know what? And I'm not even weighing. I'm not even getting on the scale. I'm getting on the scale once a month. I'm disregarding the scale as a number to identify how I am. I'm just trying to go by how well my pants fit.
Yeah.
But if you take the dogs, which sounded like a great idea, you're not getting into any kind of cardiac zone because the dogs have to pee here, they have to poop there, they got to sniff this, they constantly cross in front of you, and I'm like tripping, and it's just too cumbersome. So I just prefer to walk by myself.
Well, you know, the other thing is, many of us have done this, all of us have done this probably, is buying some kind of machine to put in the house.
Yes.
And then you never use it.
No, no, it becomes a clothes hanger.
Yeah, it does. I was thinking about, you know, for you, you know, you could just, you know, buy a bike or a treadmill or something and just do that in the house. But will you do it? Probably not.
No.
It's the same with anything else. I mean,
it is.
I know that I should go walk the dog and walk, but I haven't been. But you know what happens is, probably the doctor, I know a lot of the older people, like my neighbors across the street, they walk all the time, and they're in their 80s, you know, and she's on a walker now, and so she's still walking, you know.
With a walker.
But I'm thinking the doctor probably said, you need to do something or you're going to die, you
Correct.
Know. And
Absolutely.
Then that's when people change, or, you know, when the doctor says you're going to die, because my dad, you know, quit smoking years and years ago, and he said, he got emphysema now, you know, so the doctor told him, and it was cold turkey, done. He didn't do this nicotine crap and all that. He just quit.
He just, like, threw him away, and that was it.
Because it was a scare. That's what we need, is a scare before we change.
Yeah, I think that most people wind up being rocks on a beach. Okay?
Yeah.
They're just there.
Yeah.
Until something makes them move.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they won't get out of their comfort zone. They'll do the same routine every day. They don't do anything different. Every year goes past.
And you say they, but it's we. It's we.
Oh, it's definitely
yeah. yeah.
It's definitely me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many times. Do you know I had a membership to, what's the purple gym? You know what I'm saying? It's the one that's purple.
I don't know.
Everything is purple.
I don't know anything about gyms.
Planet Fitness.
Oh, Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness, like. 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Guess how many times I went? Once.
Once, yeah.
Got a t-shirt, then walked out.
I did that when I was in my 20s. And yep. My gosh, I mean, my body, if you've seen me, not to say that I shouldn't work out. It's all about the cardio. I get it now. But back then it was like, I'm going to get muscly. I'm going to build up. I'm going to bulk up. It literally, I thought I was going to die, because the guys, I think the guys there at the gym were assholes, and they were, me and
oh,
my friend
I think
went.
They are.
I was very, very, very skinny, and he was a chunky guy. So we thought, let's join a gym. You know,
let's go work
and
out.
Back
let's
then
lift
it was
weights.
Like $5 a month or some shit, right?
Right.
So we did it, and they just worked us to death. They said, we have a system. They made us do every machine in the whole gym. It was a routine, they said. It was just what we do. You know, we did every machine, everything. And then we jumped in the hot tub, and I felt like I was butter. I felt like I was just going to melt into the ground. It was awful. Because, you know, when you work out or when you exert yourself, then you get in the hot tub. You get out of the hot tub, and you're just, like, all relaxed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My legs were, like, rubber. I could barely walk. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
But that was the one time I went to a gym.
No, I went and got a T-shirt and then never went back. It was a $300 T-shirt that I still wear today.
Oh, ouch.
Well, I mean, you know, you paid, what was it, $19.95 a month or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So I will not be asking for a gym membership for 2022,
yeah.
Just because I know what it is. But I will walk. I am trying to not have double sausage biscuits from McDonald's every morning.
Oh, yeah.
But I really wanted one this morning. But no, I went by and got my healthy shake and my energy tea to keep me going for the day. And no, I am not stop drinking coffee, so don't even send me an email with that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I will die with a coffee cup in my hand.
I believe that.
That's going to happen. Even the doctor knows. She's like, I'm not going to tell you to stop drinking coffee, but you need to drink more water. So I've been drinking more water.
That's what they should display at your funeral,
it's just
your picture with a coffee cup. in your hand, smiling, like with your look.
I think what they should do is after they burn my body, they should put me in a coffee cup.
The urn is a coffee cup.
The urn is a big coffee cup.
That's funny.
That's funny. Okay, so let's move on to your ideas of residual income for 2023.
I don't have ideas for that.
Oh, you don't have
but
it.
But I have, that's one of my tips.
Oh.
To figure, I suggest, highly suggest that you have that in place when you start this business. If not very soon after, because if you're going to go all in on this and you're going to quit your job, your photography income alone could very possibly not be enough every month.
To cover your bills.
Yes, to cover your bills.
And then to live on. It's not just covering your bills.
Oh, yeah, to live on,
You got to have money to live on. Your food, entertainment, gas, all kinds of stuff.
Because you've got a lot of expenses that you probably don't know about when you go into this. You know, you got insurance, your liability insurance, your insurance for your gear. Your gear, you know, lots of stuff.
Yeah,
all the unsexy stuff. Yeah,
like no one gets up there and ever shows like their membership to the PPA or the new liability thing and say, hey,
"That'd be
this.
A hilarious Instagram feed to have all those posts about." Hey, got my new insurance bill.
Yeah, here's my new insurance bill.
Or here's my monthly pixie set bill. Isn't that cool?
You know? I need. Okay, you know what? I'm going to write that down. So I use PixieSet, you use as well.
Are we going off on a really bad tangent here?
I'm doing a very bad tangent because I'm trying to remember things that I need to
look into. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
I'm paying PixieSet every month $30. And they have an annual membership that is cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I have been very lazy in my business and have not done that.
Yeah.
And I need to do that because I got paid like many invoices at the end of the year. I actually sent emails out.
Hmm.
I was like, hey, just a reminder, the end of the year is soon, and we're trying to wrap up our tax year. So if you could pay this invoice before the end of the year, that'd be very helpful.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Oh.
it worked. I still have just a few outstanding, but like 90%. Of all of the invoices have been paid.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome. And then I got very depressed on the 3% online credit card charge that I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start saying, no, we don't take credit cards. Send me a check.
Yeah.
I don't mind going to the bank.
Yeah. That'd be something you could do is send me a check instead of put the check in the mail, you know. So the other thing is, create a business plan if you're going to start this.
Okay.
I have never done that, but I'm suggesting you do if you're starting out. And how you do that, I couldn't tell you. Just, you know, find someone that will help you do it or take a class. Probably, you know, also probably take advantage of the Oklahoma Tax Commission class they have every month, I think.
Right, every month, every 2 months.
They have a class where you can go take how to start your business, some kind of, there's a lot of information in that. I didn't ever do it, but it's helpful to learn that. They probably have some resources to reach out to and stuff like that. Look into that. The Oklahoma Tax Commission monthly.
Well, since you brought that up with the Tax Commission, let's talk about a change that has happened recently. And recently is 3 years ago that I just ran across with the Tax Commission. So previously, as photographers, we were considered manufacturers in Oklahoma. So everything that we did was taxable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then recently, the change is if we deliver products digitally, they're non-taxable.
Right. I already knew that.
Okay. However, here's the caveat that if you keep reading down.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you shoot a headshot session for a client or a senior session or a wedding. And so the wedding fee you collect, and it's non-taxable. You don't have to charge tax on it if you're going to deliver a digital album or digital gallery. So after you deliver the digital album, the client comes up and says, hey, I want you to make me a printed album.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Oklahoma tax law, you will have to go back and retroactive taxes on everything, including the wedding you've already shot.
Because of the album?
Because of the printed product that you're delivering that would not be available if you had not shot the wedding.
Wow.
So it puts you back into a manufacturer mode where I could not do this if I didn't create it.
Huh.
And then that's I have crazy. To charge tax on everything.
Wow.
So I thought that was very interesting. Like a headshot, if like someone come to you and say, hey, Jim, this looks real, can you get me a print of this?
So you have to like retro charge them taxes?
So you would have to charge them taxes on everything that you made to produce that image.
Wow.
So I'll get that link and I'll put that on the show notes just so people can read the actual link from that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Well.
But that's always a possibility. Sounds like
something the government would do.
Yeah, sounds like something Oklahoma would do.
So speaking of the taxes, not specifically Oklahoma tax, but I just read, and I saw it on TikTok, someone was complaining, but I did see an article about it where if you receive money, now I will explain, or I will say that the guy on TikTok was wrong about some of the stuff, but the article explains it. So basically if you're using Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, those kind of, PayPal, all those kind of
payment
where you send, apps that you send, like, somebody pays you via Cash App rather than an invoice or online or check or whatever. They send you Cash App because I have a business account and a personal account. I have to switch back and forth when I use the Cash App.
Okay.
But you have to, anything, I think they said 600 or over, you have to claim that. They're going to, that company will send you a 1099-K for that. So that's going to start this next year.
Oh, so it's not started yet. No. So it's coming up in
2022. Yeah.
2022.
Anything they can do. But it sounds legit. I mean, it sounds logical, I guess you could say. If you're making money, they're going to they're going to count it as income.
Right, they're going to find a way to do that.
But if you are sending a gift to someone or something like that, then you don't have to.
So if you do that, do you put that in the description? And I don't use the Cash App very often on Venmo or anything like that.
Yeah, how do they know? I guess
like how can you prove it? Like if they audit you and say, "Well, Jim, we don't think you claimed enough on your Cash App."
Yeah.
Like, do you have to keep records beyond what they have in their system to prove, like, well, this was a gift, or this is a guy he paid me back for lunch?
Well, I would guess, I know for me, since I've separated the business from the personal, that's an obvious thing, right?
Okay, so
and I do
easy.
Always try to put in a description if I'm sending money. Rarely do I send it, but I'm with my business, but I'm receiving. But on the personal side, I still try to put a description in there.
Okay, cool.
You know, even if it's just cash, you know. But anyway, I thought I would point that out. Here's another thing about next year you should do. Or you know, if you're going to start your business next year, this is what these tips are for. So save up some money, you know, before you go all in and quit your job.
So like have a cushion.
Yeah, have some cushion about, you know, so that you can, you know, create your business plan, whatever that's going to cost you. But also 3 to 6 months of emergency fund. Everyone should do that. Even if they're not doing photography or business or whatever, every family should have a I'm guilty. I don't have that. I've known this for years and years, just even from the Dave Ramsey thing. Because the reason I know that is because I've been in, you know, when it's slow, it's tough.
Oh, absolutely.
I need something to fall back on, you know?
Well, so, I think a lot of people maybe not realize about our business and many creative business. If we don't get paid unless we create.
Right.
So if we were to get sick with COVID and be in the hospital for 3 months, we have no income stream.
Right.
And if we don't have a cushion to help pay for our miscellaneous bills, we're basically one step from being homeless.
Yeah. So speaking of that, it's a good segue. So, you know, figure out a way to have residual income, even if it's not related to your business. you know, try to figure out other parts of your business that you can make more income. You know, add, don't just shoot portraits. Maybe you go and shoot food for Snapper, you know, SNAPPR. I am doing that. You don't make a whole lot, but it's definitely more income than you would have had if you'd not doing it, right? So find other ways to make money, even if it's not something that you really enjoy, right? And the other thing is that I'd like to do is invest if you can. Go to the bank and ask to get money to invest and buy a house or buy a rental property or buy real estate and then rent it or convert it, you know, flip it or create an Airbnb. I photograph a lot of homes for investors and Airbnb for people that have bought houses, fixed them up, and they're, you know, I've got one guy that's just killing it, building or flipping these houses and then making them into Airbnb.
And so he's not like flipping them to sell.
Right.
He's actually holding on to it as an income stream, and he's putting on the Airbnb market or Vibbo or
whatever it is.
Whatever those little rentals are.
Yeah. The only thing about that is, the only thing, you know, if you have several, that's one thing. That's helpful. But if let's say, just like with the photography industry, you're not getting any people renting the house or renting the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. But if you have a rental client, a rental resident, what do you call it? Someone renting the house. What do you call those people? Renters, whatever. Anyway.
Renters. Renters. Can we call them like my children?
Tenants.
My children are tenants.
So that's every month.
Right. You know? Get that residual income every month.
So that's an option. Just because I'm thinking of that, just because I've been told that many times by real estate agents or investors or whatever, I see it all the time and I'm envious, but you know, I just don't think the bank's going to loan me money at this point.
You know, I've always thought about that. When you're talking about the bank.
Yeah.
I've always thought about, and I really am not that good with money at all. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I have a $20 bill in my pocket that has been like cash, like mm-hmm. a $20 yeah. cash bill.
Right, right.
And I think I've had it for like 8 months, and that's the longest I've ever had any money really? In my pocket ever. And I'm just keeping it for like emergency fund.
Yeah.
But I've always thought, like, if you were really good with money in the market, could you go like use, don't they call it a signature loan where there's no collateral?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. So could you go get like a $10,000 signature loan from the bank and then take that entire $10,000 and invest it in the stock market, and could you make the money on the stock market to pay the monthly payment back to the $10,000? I mean, could you?
I doubt it. Depends on what, you know.
I mean,
on the stock market.
I guess it depends on the stock market, but it seemed like, man, that'd be kind of cool because you could, like, pay that back to the bank, and now you got 10 grand, you know, making money for you.
Yeah.
Because you see those stupid commercials on Instagram all the time. The guy's laying on all this cash.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, I just made this in one day. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so.
You're full of shit.
You're full of crap.
Anyway, it's probably surprising that you're hearing this from me, I guess, that, you know, that I'm not just some rich photographer driving a, you know,
Don't even, because you drive a Lexus.
I do not drive a Lexus.
Oh, it's an Acura.
It's an Acura that is falling apart. So, just saying.
I have a Kia, and my Kia is falling apart.
So, just because it's an Acura doesn't mean nothing. But anyway, so just being open, being transparent, it's not all glamour. But it is absolutely how much you put into it.
Oh, my God.
So, what does that say about me?
Do you need to put in more into it?
I do need to put more into it.
But dude, you do well. I mean, income wise, you do well, and you are paying your bills.
I own my own home.
You own your own home. You own your own car.
Yeah.
You know, you have lots of gear. So what's going to change for 2022? I mean, are we just going to put more of that money back? Are we going to pay bills off? What is going to put Jim Felder at the end of next year when we do the podcast to go, hey, I'm on the right road?
Or one of the listeners.
Or one of the listeners.
Don't put it all on me, man.
Well, no, I'm the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Oh,
you know,
oh.
Next year to make things better.
I am fortunate to have military income.
You have military retirement income, and you have a wife.
And I have a wife that makes good money.
That's the other thing I was going to mention along with those things is, I'm not saying go out and get married, but I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, you can send her photo to us so we can pre-approve her,
right.
Her 10W-40 or whatever it is.
So if you're in that situation where you have another income coming in, you are in a better place. But think of it this way. When you are starting your business, think of it as in if something happened that your spouse or partner could not work. You still have to maintain what your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So think of it that way. You can't just say, oh, and which is what I did. You know, I was married at the time, and when I went full time, and I was kind of lax, if you will. I was like, I've got a wife. She makes great money. I can not, you know. But then when we got divorced, it was like, whoa, I got to make a move here. I got to do better. So anyway. I wasn't doing that bad at that point. I was already had a lot of real estate agents that were using me, but it was still tough. So that just think of it that way. If you are married, or if you do have another income coming in, don't think of it as I'm always going to have this. You need to think of it as in I need to make enough money to cover everything. Even though I have this other income. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I totally get it. And I think that there's a lot of differences of opinion that's false.
Yeah.
Like when you go buy a $1,000 piece of equipment, okay, just in generality, and this is not, I'm sure financial guys will get on to me about it, but I do the rule of thirds. So if it's going to cost you $1,000, you have to gross $3,000 to be able to afford that $1,000 purchase. Because one third is going for taxes, one third is going for the business, and one third is going to be for your profit. So if you are looking at a $3,000 camera, you know what? Hang on. Let's pick on the Sony guys. And the reason I'm picking on the Sony guys, it's a great camera, but I'm sorry, guys, $6,000 for a camera body? That, to me, sounds just absolutely asinine.
They're kick-ass cameras, though.
They're kick-ass cameras. But, so if it's $6,000 for a camera, if that's what you're looking at buying for Sony, you know, or you got one for I think it's called the A1, isn't it, or something like that?
No, I think it's the really expensive one is, I think, the A9, or there might be a new A7. One out.
I get lost. So some A-alpha right. Sony thing, and we're just picking on them because I just happened to read.
So you're saying they need to make $18,000?
Yeah. So you have to gross $18,000 to have the $6,000 available to buy that piece of equipment.
Man.
The problem is that people do it the other way around. They say, if I had this $6,000 piece of equipment, I could take better pictures and I would make more money.
Mm-hmm. And so you're saying you need to do that, gross it before you buy it.
Correct. So if you're going to do it, I mean, obviously, if you have the funds to buy it, those funds are coming from somewhere else. And either you're pulling that away from either your personal to buy it, and that's what happens with a lot of photographers when they're starting out, mm-hmm. is they roll all of their income in together.
Uh-huh. You should not do that.
You should not do that. You should have a business account that separately, mm-hmm. and that has nothing to do with the purchases you're going to make. Make sure it's out of the business account. And then make sure you check it regularly, because I found out that I just found out recently, and I got really upset with my business partner, which you guys know who that is, when I found out that Treywick Images were paying the Pike Pass.
Oh.
For all of the Pike Pass holders in my household.
Ah.
And then Terry looked at me and said, yeah, but it's a business expense. Yeah, it's a business expense for my car.
Right. Not okay? For your kids.
Not for my kids.
That don't even live with you.
That don't even live with me.
That don't work for you.
Up and down.
Yeah.
So then I thought, I need to look into this. So I started looking at the Pike Pass. How about $130 a month average?
Ooh.
On the Pike Pass that Treywick Images has been paying. Mm. No wonder I can't buy new equipment. I got no money.
Wow.
So anyway.
Well, another thing that I wanted to point out is this is a suggestion, a book that I've mentioned before, The Prophet First. Yeah, that I'm. My banks are set up for based on that. On that scheme, if you will, or whatever, that process. But am I following it to the T? I feel like I am. Just there's probably a lot more that I could do. Anyway, but I'll just tell you real quick. You have different accounts for different parts of your business. You've got your operating expenses, income, profit, taxes, and there's one more.
Retirement.
No. It's profit, income, taxes, operating expenses, and God, what's the other one? So, I forget. So there's five accounts.
Is there a formula? Like every time you get paid,
yeah,
there's a percentage of that dollar that goes into each of the accounts, and that is to keep it harder for you to access it, so it's not one big pool.
No, just to divide it up, like. Like in the beginning of the book, it has a sheet that will help you determine what percentages you should put into each account.
Each account, okay.
Yeah, and I have a spreadsheet whenever I'm going to deposit the money or disperse the money, I put in the total, and then it makes the automatically changes there. It puts in the amount.
So it already has the formulas built in.
Yes. So
okay.
Yeah. So it tells me what percentage to put in my income. Because I'm going to transfer to income this much, to operating this much. And the profit account is supposed to be not touched until I forget, the next year or whatever, you know, so you can, whatever. That's in the book. But, it's helped me a lot.
And you have a disbursement, like monthly expenses for your personal stuff as well, right?
Well, yeah, the income. Oh, the owner account. Yeah,
owner account.
The owner goes to your personal account.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Because that's what the business is paying you.
Correct.
Because technically, it's making you an employee, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Which we all are. Don't get a big head. Just because you have a business doesn't mean you're not an employee. You're an employee of the business.
But I will say there's times where I don't disperse because I don't have that much. And my bills, my bank account's getting kind of thin, and I've got bills coming up. Mm-hmm. And I can't disperse the percentages because I need more to go. And I know I shouldn't do that, but that's how it is. That's how.
So is that because of the personal has bills or is it the business?
Both. Well, both.
So then the
operating
area,
expenses gets it, but I can't disperse to taxes or whatever. Because
you need more in your personal owner's account.
Right. Right.
So then that's the issue. The issue is
I need to make more money.
Or spend less in your personal area, right?
True.
There's two ways of ways of making money. Either you make, there's two ways of having more, either by making more or spending less.
Well, here's an example. If you've got $2,000 coming in and you can disperse that, or you've only got $100 coming in and you've got a mortgage to pay,
then
you can't. What am I going to do? Split that $100 by five and then. Not going to have shit to go into my personal. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So there's times when it's slow, you have to do something different.
And then for the slow, that's having that buffer already in place.
Correct.
Would help the
3 to 6 months savings, yes.
So basically we're saying if you're thinking that 2022 is going to be your year to leave your full-time job and become a photographer, while we're not telling you not to do that, there are certain things that you need to have in place before you make that jump.
Think about how much you love your job, your current job.
Yes. Most people hate it.
Or another job that you would enjoy more besides photography and have insurance and all that. Or do you want to keep photography as a hobby and enjoy it?
Exactly.
Or go full time. Now, I enjoy the job. I enjoy the flexibility of my schedule. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy all of that. But I'm just going to be honest. It's not. And here's the other thing. I am not good at the business side. Okay. There are photographers out there that are good at both. And there are ones that are great at the business side. And their images are good enough.
Right.
You know? And I'm not saying they're bad. They're good enough. And they're making a killing.
Oh, they are, because now, they're really good at business.
If you're, you know, there's people out there. Okay, let me say this. If you are not that good at the business side, like me, then make sure that you find someone in your circle that can help you, even if you have to pay them. I finally, a few years back, started paying an accountant because I suck at the taxes. And I was doing it myself for years, but once I started getting all this other stuff, it just was easier. So I pay her every month. You know, find other people. And I've heard this before. I've read it and listened to podcasts that you need to delegate. Do the things you're good at, and if the things you're not good at, let someone else do it and pay them. It's make your life easier. Just like with editing, I outsource my real estate, mm-hmm. and it makes it a lot easier. Does that bill add up quick? Hell yes, it does. But that's another thing. I added a vendor pay account to disperse money to that, so that I make sure that I have money for my vendors.
Okay,
you know,
to be able to pay them off, so you can keep on working.
Right. Instead of letting it just build up. So,
dude, that sounds so complicated.
It is, but it's better than trying to figure out with one account. Because when you have one account and you get paid a decent amount, like you got a $4,000 check or a $2,000 check, ooh, $2,000. I see that and I go, yeah, I need this. But if you take that money and split it up into five, you're like, oh, I don't have much money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to go to your taxes. You got to go to your pay your bills, your personal and your business bills. So it really gives you a better picture, too, of what you actually have.
Man, that would be a good workshop, Jim.
Yeah. Like, well, seriously. I know someone that teaches it, my accountant.
Okay.
So she is a certified or some kind of a affiliate person that does that.
With the Profit First program.
Right.
She's like a... Well, what do they call it? Certified
something.
Yeah. Well, if you talk to Rhonda, that's her name, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she has a list of when she's going to teach those classes. Let's put it on the podcast.
Okay. Let's reach out to her.
Reach out to her. Let's get a list. We could put it on our social media. And because I think that's a lot of photographers are really caught up. Like, there's a lot of talk right now. Who's going to Imaging? Who's going to WPPI? Who's going to Shutterfest? And they are amazing educational programs that teach you to be a better photographer.
Right.
But there's very few programs out there to teach you to be a better business person or a better entrepreneur.
And they don't teach you they're not teaching you the ugly stuff.
Yes.
Like taxes and the stuff that everybody hates.
They're just teaching you the sexy side.
Right.
Oh, look at me traveling the world, taking pictures, and look at what I'm doing.
Teaching you how to take great pictures and how to spend more money.
Yes.
Because if you see what he's using, you're going to want to buy what he's using because it'll make you feel like you got, you know, you're taking better pictures. Yeah, that's all great. Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do it. Still do it. You know.
I have a new microphone standing in front of me because Jim Felder has the same microphone, and it took me a while to get it.
Yeah. The pod mic.
The pod mic from Rode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up pretty good. That's like an hour.
I told you.
I was like, oh, we're going to sit down for 30 minutes and just chit-chat a little bit. We'll be done. But, hey, we don't get to spend a lot of time together because we're busy photographers trying to make a living. And if you have any questions about how you can turn your passion into profit. Oh, my God, dude.
I like that.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
I like that.
So I bet you I heard that somewhere.
You probably did. I don't know.
But, reach out to us. We would love to hear the topics that you would like Jim and I to cover in the following year. And we hope you guys have a great 2022.
At least send us an email or text or something to our podcast and tell us Happy New Year, at least.
That, yes, because we want to know if these microphones are working.
Yeah, and we want to know if our email still works.
We might need to check that.
Yeah.
It's been pretty quiet for a while.
It has, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a great new year. And again, Jim Felder. You can find him at jimfelderphotography.com, jimfelderphoto.com. And don't you have a new website now?
No, not jimfelderphoto.com. Please don't. Jimfelder.com. Make it easy.
No, wait a minute. Now I want to go look up jimfelderphoto.com, see who it is.
It doesn't exist. Jimfelder.com. My new website URL is epicrealestatephotography.com.
Epicrealestatephotography.com.
Yeah.
So if you want to see his epic real estate photography, that's where you'll see it. And then on the other one, it has your events and headshots and
everything else.
Everything else.
All the stuff. Photography gear that you can buy off Amazon.
Perfect.
Digital downloads for.
Hey, you know, what, that's a residual income.
It is, yeah.
Because I've seen that come through.
Yeah, you can create other things online for people to buy. If you want to create presets from Lightroom or... I created a little macro that you can use on your Mac, and I've sold maybe one or two, but I sold a template for the Rodecaster Pro.
Several times, I would like to add.
So I did have it for $10, but I changed it to $4.99 just because... I wanted to get more sales.
So anyway. There you go. The secret to getting more sales is drop your prices.
No. Do.
Hey, that's going to get us some. That'll give us some emails.
I doubt that, but maybe.
Jim has dropped his headshots down to $5.99.
No. $599.
All right, we're going to let you guys go. Thank you guys so much for being listeners.
And we will see you. Should all the acquaintance be forgotten. Okay, sorry.
Oh, dude, that was an excellent. That was pretty good. I cannot sing that well. I don't care what kind of microphone
it is. That was just goofing. Anyway, all right.
Well, do you want to try one without goofing?
No.
No? All right, that's it. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFax channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.